Across the country, nearly 300 election-denying candidates were on the ballot yesterday. Those were people who could not or would not accept the fact that Trump lost in 2020, or who falsely believed there was widespread fraud in the voting. Some of those candidates lost yesterday, many of them won, and in several key states we just don't know the results yet. Joanna Lydgate is CEO of States United Action, a group that has been tracking election deniers on the ballot. She joins us now. Joanna, welcome.
Thanks, Peter.
So first of all, give us the big picture. What strikes you as you look at the results so far on this day after the election?
So here's what I think is important. You know, we had election deniers, as you say, running all across the ballot for various races. At States United, we focus on the offices that oversee elections, and those are the governors and the state attorneys general and the secretaries of state. Those are the people who count our votes, who set the rules for voting, who ultimately make sure that the will of the people is respected. And in those races, last night was really not a good night for election deniers. Voters are in places like Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania decisively rejected election deniers who wanted power over their votes. We have races, as you say, that still haven't been called. But I think Americans sent a really clear message. They believe in our elections. They believe in our freedom to vote. They want those to be protected.
In the races where those candidates lost, do you think it was their attacks on elections that actually motivated voters to go against them?
Absolutely. You know, we've seen time and time again that, you know, Americans, when asked, will say that they want every vote to be counted and to count more than they care about their preferred candidate winning. And when we see how people have voted differently in different races, and these candidates are people who ran on a platform of lies and conspiracy theories about elections and wanting to oversee those elections. And in those races, the voters, I think, have been really clear. They're tired of hearing lies about our elections, lies about 2020. And we've seen so many good pro-democracy state officials prevail in these key election jobs on both sides of the aisle, Republicans and Democrats.
Well, on the other hand, you mentioned some states where the results aren't clear yet, and it may be a while before we know who wins in Arizona and Nevada, where, you know, Republicans are running for Secretary of State and Governor in these two states that have really essentially carried the banner for election deniers across the country. So, I mean, it's not all good news from your perspective, right? And I wonder what you'll be watching for in those states in the days ahead.
Absolutely. We'll be watching Arizona and Nevada very closely. States are still counting. It's absolutely normal. It's a sign of the system working. It takes time. And, you know, it's really important to have accuracy over speed. So we don't know how these races will turn out just yet. I'll say that, you know, if you see someone claiming victory before the results have been finalized, that's not normal. If you see someone refusing to concede once the results are final, that's not normal either. And should any of these election deniers win and try to make good on their campaign promises, they will absolutely be held accountable, including in the courts. So we just need to let the process play itself out. And you know, but I think the results yesterday from so many places are a really great sign that American people care about democracy.
Well, to that point, the last time we spoke with you, it was before voting began, and you said that having one election denier in office was sort of like having an arsonist in charge of the fire department. So I wonder, you know, based on what you've seen, now that you've had some, you know, data to process, have any of your concerns about the health of our democracy changed at all as we head toward the next election, the presidential election in 2024?
Well, we absolutely have to stay vigilant. You know, election denialism is not going anywhere. We've already seen some of these candidates win, and it's going to be really important for voters to be held accountable, for the courts to hold them accountable, and of course, for people to get out in 2024 and register their views. But I think it's important, too, to remember that, you know, people can say one thing on the campaign trail as politicians, and it's another thing to actually sit in one of these offices and be held accountable to the people of your state. We will do just that. But I do really feel like last night was a major rejection of election denialism in the states, and just really happy to see that. And the work continues.
Donald Trump is the man who really lit the spark for election deniers across the country. He had a night, I think it's fair to say, of very mixed results. Some of the candidates he supported won, others didn't and lost pretty badly. So do you think, looking forward, if his dominance were to fade in the years ahead, does this movement fade along with him?
Unfortunately, Peter, I think the movement at this point has spread across the country and taken hold in ways that, you know, we all need to be aware of as Americans. I think the really good news is that we know American voters are tired of lies about 2020. We know they have faith in these state and local officials who oversee their elections. They're professionals. They do this job and they do it so well. We saw people get out and register that yesterday. So I think voters are going to need to continue doing that. Unfortunately, I think the election denier movement is much bigger than Donald Trump now, but we know that we can prevail, and we saw that happen last night.
Joanna Lydgate is the CEO of States United Action. She has been tracking election deniers running for office this year. Joanna, thank you very much for your expertise. We've had you on before. Perhaps as this continues and we get more results, we'll have you back again. Thank you so much for your time.
That'd be great. Thanks, Peter.